It's the Wazz FM Drive with Zuki and Lily. Thank you for turning us on. So we're acknowledging, appreciating, shining the light on whoever is changing the world, especially in Mpumalanga. Today, joining us on the show is Linda Fenter, who started the Adopt a Frontline Worker with the hashtag You Are Special project. Sawubona, Linda.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Well, and yourself?
We really, really, really good. We love your work. And we as a team at the Wazz FM Drive just wanted to send a shout out to you and appreciate you a little bit more. But just to brief our listeners on exactly what you've done, can you give me a moment?
Yeah, sure.
So you then prepared a total of 484 care packages to be handed out to medical personnel. Beautiful stuff. But your package is very interesting. Just to let the listeners know exactly what your package included. Each package included 500 milliliters of bottled water, energy drinks, energy bars, chocolate bars, cappuccino sachets, a single rusk, a food cream or gel, and a thank you message with a Bible verse. What, Linda?
That was absolutely such a lovely project to be part of.
Yo, because one would expect like mealy meal and
no,
and meat
to be a lovely treat.
Yeah,
people spent their whole lives really to look after us when
absolutely.
We need them most.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who exactly were the recipients of these packages? Can you say?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
We gave out packages at 4 hospitals in Nelspruit, Mediclinic, Busamed, Kiat Hospital, and Rob Ferreira Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We also gave to ambulance services,
nice.
The hospice, Sanka, and to personnel at Nelmed.
The TB hospital in Barberton as well, yeah?
Yes.
Beautiful
the Barberton
stuff.
Project was run by Jenny Mierhoff.
Okay.
She just contacted me one day. I don't know her from anywhere. And she just said she wanted to do it in Barberton. So she ran the Barberton project all by herself, which was so lovely.
And now you have us joining your team. Hopefully we'll put together a little package from our side as well. I love your approach on exactly what you included in the packages, because one would think, like I said, that you need to give big stuff, like you need to give mealy meal, your meat and stuff. But just a little bit that you can, right? Just to say we appreciate you and we see you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, in the aftermath of our You Are Special project, anybody, all of us, can still adopt a frontline worker just by praying for them or speaking words of encouragement or just to spend some time with them, willing to listen to them.
Linda, it's Zuki here. And I just wanted to find out, did you guys get sponsorship or is just this from your heart? Were you once a frontline worker? Like, how does it all start with you?
You know, I would love to tell you, it started this project after talking to my friend, Lihana.
Mm-hmm.
She's in charge of one of Nelspruit's COVID ICU wards.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed on that day how deeply affected she was by working with COVID patients, physically and emotionally drained.
Yeah.
That same week, I read an article on a care project in Stellenbosch, and I was so encouraged by what they were doing that I decided I would like to start something similar.
Mm-hmm.
It really started out as a friend and family project, but it escalated into a wonderful community effort.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Businesses like Konica Minolta, Spark Crossings, and Sunfelt Rusk, they kick-started the project. And from there, it just rolled on by itself.
Yeah.
Churches in Nelspruit, ladies, groups, and individual angels contributed to make it a wonderful project where we could really bless a lot of people.
It's really God-inspired. Well done and all the best. May you continue to blessing so many other people.
Thank you. Can I just lastly say that, you know, in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 and 4, Paul wrote that the Lord has mercy on us and that he encourages us. And we should also encourage others to walk and work alongside us.
Amen.
And in that way, we spread a lot of love and blessings.
Well, if anybody listening would like to help you, how can they get hold of you?
They could send me a WhatsApp message on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Should I give you the number?
Yes, you can.
082
485-1776. Thank you very much, Linda. And that's Linda Finter on today's Who's Changing the World. We do this every single Wednesday, just shine a spotlight to people who are making a difference in our community.
Blessings,
Thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you for having me.
God bless
you. Thank you for having me.